Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Felix Macioas. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Heinz Becker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. And now, play ball. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Mac applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops it up and throws to first, with Reynolds covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas hits a line drive into left field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Macioas moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Macioas scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macioas who is chasing the ball. McQuillan reaches third base with a triple. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Macioas hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball towards center. Zarrilla catches it and throws to home to double up Keltner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macioas. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Macioas throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags Schultz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Heath scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 3-1, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McQuillan strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer pinch hits for Heinz Becker. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Fleming now playing first base. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 1 in the game. Zaldak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macias. Zaldak reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right field. Edwards picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Edwards. Zaldak scores. Christman moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Ali Reynolds. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Macias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Macias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Senter now pitching. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McQuillan hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Mack moves to third. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Jimmy Washdell pinch hits for Pete Center. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Felix Macias. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Woodling now playing center field. Joe Barry now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got two RBIs. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schultz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chet Lobbs now playing right field. Glenn McQuillan now playing left field. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McQuillan takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuillan moves to second. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.